Hello and welcome. I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And today we're going to have a look at your habits. We're going to actually see if they're lifting you up or bringing you down. Because the more ideal your habits are, the more that you know that they're lifting you up and moving you along your road to success, moving you closer to your live love way of life, the easier it will be for you to get there. So let's actually go over the shoulder, as I always like to do, and have a look at our little slideshow. So, strategies to make your daily actions lift me up habits. Pretty simple, isn't it? So let's get started. You'll change your life when you change something you do daily. The secrets of your success is found in your daily routines. And let's face it, if you're spending 4 hours a day watching TV, you're probably not as far down the road to success as you'd like to be. And that may be one of your habits that you're going to look at and sort of say, right, how can I actually, you know, stop doing this? Even if you just reduced it by half, 2 hours a day, that would give you an extra 2 hours a day to actually start to do something else that will move you closer to your live love way of life. Pretty simple, isn't it, really? So what is a habit? A habit is something that you actually do on a regular basis. Unconsciously, you just get into a routine of actually doing something and therefore you just keep doing it. Oh, I've done this for years. I've done it this way of life. Well, today we're going to look at all of your habits and we're going to see if they are actually serving you, if they are lifting you up, if they are moving you closer to your live, love, success roadmap as we have developed along the way. Did you know that it takes 62 days to form a habit? Not very long, is it? So we can easily break old habits and form new habits in just over a couple of months. That sounds so simple, doesn't it? But many of us, we just continue to do the same thing year in and year out, and we wonder why we're not living our ideal dream life. So let's look at how we can make it happen so that you can consciously form good habits. You are who you choose to be. It's that simple. If you want to be this successful person that has this ideal job and has this great family and everything like this, all it is a matter of you actually creating daily habits that are leading you along that road to becoming that person. So let's get started, and it's time to break free and plan our own unique course, our own unique path. I'm going to put this one on full screen. Successful people are not born that way. Really important for you to understand this. They become the successful by establishing the habit of doing things unsuccessful people don't want to do. That's right. They're the ones that go and study in their spare time or read books in their spare times, always continually upping their skills and their knowledge so that they can become that person they want to become. As opposed to, as I said, sitting around and watching TV for way too long. So, creating daily lift me up habits. That's what our gem for this video is all about. So as always, now's the time for you to go and grab your beautiful journal book, your trusty little mighty successful pen, and go and download and print this PDF. Then find yourself your great little habit, whether it's in nature or by yourself in some beautiful, unique spot in your house. Let your family and friends know that you're having some me time for about an hour, and let's quickly go through the PDF. And then you can get started. So the first thing is you're going to do is you're going to review all of your habits. You're going to have a look at what you do on a regular basis and you're going to categorize them. Are they lift me up habits or are they bring me down habits? And then we're going to, once we review them, we're going to recognize the benefits that we're getting from these habits, or we're going to recognize the fact that, do you know what? They're not ideal. Maybe we should get rid of this habit. And we can do that by recognizing when we do it, what triggered it, what makes us actually do that. And then we will be so much closer to be able to establishing and replacing the habit. That simple. All you got to do is review and then recognize what you're actually getting out of doing that habit, and then look at how we can replace it. And there are very many ways that you can replace it. And there's so many great habits that you can get into the habit of doing. Instead of watching 4 hours of TV a week, maybe read a book, 10 pages of a book every night. Do that before you watch your TV. You've done your 10 pages. You've learned something new. Make sure it's a book that is, you know, helping you to develop a skill or an understanding, moving you closer to one of your long-term goals, your success goals. And then, of course, we're going to realize, as I said, realize what benefit we're going to get out of this new habit as opposed to the old one. Really start to feel into it. Start to invoke all of your senses so that you can actually get to understand why this new habit is going to work so much better for you. Then you're going to rally support. Everyone loves to see someone succeed at something that they've started out to do. And this is where you can really get your accountability buddy in place who will actually help you along the way. As I said, 62 days can be a long time, and it's so easy to revert back to our old bad habits. So by the fact that you have someone who's constantly asking you, constantly supporting you along your quest to forming this habit so it becomes unconscious. Remember, we've gone through the subconscious and conscious brain and understanding the difference between the two. When you do a habit unconsciously, you don't even think about it. You just automatically do it. Obviously, you'll do it a lot quicker. It's a lot easier for you. And, of course, it's saving you time. And that's the whole idea of this little gem that we're doing today. Then you're going to actually set up a little reward system along your path. 62 days can be a long time. So maybe on a weekly basis, you're going to review what you're at, where you succeeded, where you failed, and you're going to then set up new strategies to make sure that this will become reality and reward yourself for doing it. And it's so great. It could be as simple as you just, you know, doing a little happy dance, or you actually looking in the mirror at yourself and going, good on you. You're getting there. You're so much closer down that road of success. Keep going. Rewards are really important. And then the seventh step is you're going to rejoice at the end of the 62 days when you know that this new habit has been formed. You are unconsciously doing it on a daily basis, and you know all the benefits that you get. That's it. That's the exercise. And your big win is obviously going to be daily habits that will lift you up, move you closer to your live, love goals, your live, love success map. So that's it for me. This is Karen Chasen, as I always love to say, from Live Love by Design, a place where you truly can live and love each and every day, to love who you are, to love your life, and to create all your dreams faster. So have fun with this, because this certainly is a key to you creating your dreams faster. Bye for now, and I'll see you on another video real soon.